WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Yeah! And I've set up and tore down this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land, packed tight in minivans. And all this for the fans, girls, money, and fame. I play their game and had to scream my name. I will show no shame.
Are you scared?
Devil without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of Stroll, 30 pack of no Rogaine in the propane flows. The chosen one, I'm the living proof with the gift of gab from the city of truth.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And also a big shout out to the folks listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, and Gerwick.net. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And well, if you're not in the chat room of WildTalkRadio.com, why not? We listen to you. We acknowledge you. We will take your questions. So come over, talk to us, chat with us, hit us up, whatever. We're friendly. We don't bite. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer/co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're also available on TuneIn Radio, wherever you are, on the go. Listen, TuneIn Radio, just search Wild Talk Radio Network. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward throughout the night. Or, as she said, come to the chat room and interact with us there, because it's time to have some fun, people.
I just want to apologize to the world. We're sorry. We're so sorry.
We're here to help you.
We're sorry.
Just saying, we're here to help you.
Did not choose that at all. Just saying. But, you know what? There's no point in arguing about it at this point, I guess.
Vote CBRatedLive.com.
So you know what? We're here to have fun. We're here to lighten the mood. We're here to have a good time because, well, why cry when you can laugh? I guess is the best way I can put it. Maybe I'm a horrible person for saying that. I don't know, but I always try to find humor in really, really depressing situations because that's me.
That's you. That's me. That's why hashtag Blame Rob exists.
That's why Blame Rob exists. That's why Blame Sub exists. That's why Blame Lindsay exists.
It does. It's just a way for us to have some fun. And it's not like we don't take it all serious. It's just a way to have some fun when what's going on in the world is sort of not the greatest.
Hey, you know, sometimes you can't sweat stuff you can't change. So, by the way, I got points for Bobby Roode, right?
Yeah.
Yes!
So tonight on the show, we talk about Taker's Gong.
Yep, we are talking Taker, 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 all things Taker. Later in the show, we have NXT, we have the SmackDown Throwdown, and we also have a ton of news brought to you by our friends over at Gerwick.net and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And, well, since we're talking about the election and all the I can't use that word on the show. All the funnery that went on with that.
All the fudgery.
All the fudgery that went on with that. We need to inform everybody that, well, one half of the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions was running for office, and sadly, that one half lost. Rhino did not get elected. What is wrong with you, you fools? Why didn't they elect him? He's amazing.
He is amazing, and they did not elect him into office. It's a crying, crying shame.
We'll not get cheese and crackers for everybody.
I demand a recount.
Seriously, demand a recount.
Recount. Recount. No. Okay.
By the way, I need to say this real quick. Florida, why are you still on paper ballots? It is 2016.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Come on, man. Come
Just
on.
Saying. I had to get that out on the air before we continue with wrestling news, because sitting here on election night watching, you know, the fact that, oh yeah, Florida still has paper ballots. Why? Why do we still have paper ballots in this day and age? I understand mail, I understand potentially early voting, but on the actual night, why are we using paper ballots?
Because...
I've got a sack of balls on my nose.
That's why. We're going to have some fun. I'm just telling you, I'm warning everyone now.
We are going to have so much fun tonight. So, well, it was a hard-fought fight for Rhino. Sadly, he didn't get elected, so hopefully he tries again in a couple years, or next year, or whatever he was running for gets elected. Or he just continues to be an awesome one-half of the Tag Team Champions. And speaking of fighting...
I believe that, someone...
You just made the list!
Named Sin Cara. Sin Cara is on the list.
Sin Cara is so on the list. If you didn't hear, Jericho and Sin Cara apparently got into a pull-apart fist fight on the European tour to the point that Sin Cara got kicked off the bus. No word on if they picked him up on another bus, if he Ubered it or what, but the two got into an altercation. Sin Cara was thrown off the bus, and WWE is now recommending that Sin Cara gets anger management, as this is his third backstage altercation. First one was with Sheamus, and then Simon Gotch, and now Chris Jericho. This is Jericho's second altercation, as he got in the face of Brock Lesnar after Randy Orton got cut open a couple months back. It's interesting they are not recommending anger management for Jericho.
Because he could say, screw you, and just go home.
I guess, but still. It's like, I can understand Orton because Jericho was legitimately pissed about Orton, and he was concerned for his well-being. But in terms of Sin Cara, I mean, it's like, that's kind of a problem. Maybe they should both go?
Yeah, Sin Cara was making some noises on the bus, and they were all telling him to stop, and Jericho got up in his face or whatever, and it went down from there. The best things I've seen on the internet this week, and there's been a lot of crap on the internet, are two things. One is a locker room picture from WWE 2K17 with Sin Cara standing over Jericho.
Which is hilarious.
And then there's a video of Sin Cara magically appearing behind Chris Jericho in the video game. And Jericho slowly backing away. They're the two best things I've seen on the internet so far this week.
I just like how Sin Cara has, like, whipped up on three people.
Fake Sin Cara doesn't give a crap.
He does not give a crap. Like, he beat the crap out of Sheamus, he's apparently beaten the crap out of Simon Gotch, and now he's added Jericho to the list.
The list.
The list. So, very unfortunate incident. Hopefully they get through it. Hopefully Sin Cara gets management issues resolved. I don't know. They need Dr. Shelby.
Yes.
Call Dr. Shelby. We have a patient for him.
And because you said it.
The list!
The list. Get the sounder, because the list.
The list!
You love that sounder.
Yep. We're just having fun. I'm just warning you now. It's just gonna say it. It's a
new day.
Yeah, we're just screwing around tonight because he needs to laugh. I need to laugh. I think everybody else just needs to laugh at this point because it's all just really laughable here right now. So I have a really, really, I don't have any transition for this. Just a couple quick notes about SmackDown because we're going, or actually no, I do have a transition. I just thought of it. Jericho's on Raw, and I guess next week, is it next week?
Yep.
They're doing a State of the WWE address after Raw with Shane and Daniel and Stephanie and Mick. Should be interesting. I guess they're doing it on the faux Talking Smack, the Raw Post Show, whatever. What is their Raw Post Show called?
They don't even do a Raw Post Show. They did it one time after their pay-per-view called Raw Talk.
Raw Talk, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Raw Talk.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they cannot compete with the awesomeness that is the Raw Post Show right after Monday Night Raw is right here on RawTalkRadio.com. Ding!
Yep.
They can't compete with us. No,
they can't. They can't touch this.
They can't.
Keep going.
They can't. Get the MC Hammer out. They can't touch this.
Trust me, I was tempted to hit the button and go find it.
I'm surprised you didn't. You are ill-prepared, sir. You are ill-prepared. As he goes to look for it.
Yep.
So, that'll be interesting. Speaking of Raw, also, WWE is going to be holding a free WrestleMania on sale party next Thursday, 11/17, at the Senef Arts Plaza at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts. WrestleMania 33 tickets will be made available for sale at the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts box office beginning at 4 p.m. Doors to the party will open at 5, with the official party running from 6 to 9. WWE Hall of Famer Booker T and Renee Young will be official guests of the event, which will also feature advertised appearances of Charlotte, Cesaro, Titus O'Neil, Big Cass, Neville, and Alexa Bliss. The event will have autograph signings, WWE
merchandise
for sale, and more.
The event will feature a four-match card. WWE NXT Superstars will compete, featuring TJ Perkins versus Andrade Cien Almas, Tino Sabatelli, and Riddick Moss versus Tucker Knight and Otis Dazovec.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Bridges and Macy Estrella.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Mata versus Patrick Prince Clark. So they did this last year at AT&T Stadium, where they did a whole kickoff. They had some matches and everything like that. And they eventually, I think they put a couple of them on a DVD of some sort. So check it out. If you're in the Orlando area, go see free wrestling and buy tickets to WrestleMania.
And go meet some awesome people, because it's awesome. Transitioning over to SmackDown real quick, it is announced that in addition to Taker, Taker, Taker next week, on the 900th episode of SmackDown, we will also be getting Edge, which should be a fun little thing.
His guest on the Cutting Edge will be Shane McMahon.
That should be fun.
Talk more about Shane McMahon in the SmackDown Throwdown Land Ranch Show.
And also, Tom Phillips has been announced as the official host of SmackDown.
Okay. Four announcers? Really? Do we really need four announcers?
Have you heard David Otunga?
Okay. Do we need four announcers? It's not to get rid of... Okay. I understand why they sort of did it, because they're doing Cruiserweight 205 Live after SmackDown, and Mauro Ranallo is going to be the announcer on that. So to probably take a little bit of the load off of him during the live SmackDown, Tom Phillips will do the reads and everything like that, and bring in and out breaks and stuff like that to take some of the pressure off of Mauro Ranallo. But you got JBL and Otunga there, and you don't need a fourth.
Yeah, fourth seems a little overkill. It really, really, really does. It's like, one, how are you going to fit them all behind the table?
They tried. Two, it was weird. It was like...
It's awkward.
Tom Phillips was like hanging off the side of the table. Can I join with the big guys? Big boys, please, please. Can I stick at the big boy table?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing Layfield replaced with Tom Phillips.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, he does the same role as Mauro Ranallo, so it's kind of weird.
Yeah, so, and it's also, I think, to get Tom Phillips a little bit more experience, because all he does is call, I think, NXT, or is he still doing...
He does main event and Superstars.
So, give him a little bit more, I guess, live TV experience, maybe?
He did SmackDown forever, and I don't know, who knows?
And they didn't like him, so they took him off.
And now he's back.
And now he's back.
And he's hosting, like, all the things now.
I think they're trying to make him the next Michael Cole, because they can't make up their damn minds.
I like Tom Phillips. He's from this area, so I like Tom Phillips.
Yeah, Tom Phillips is fun. I like Tom Phillips and Graves together. That's one of the best announced teams.
I like when he calls him Phillips.
Yeah.
He angrily says Phillips. It's amazing.
It's awesome. Great chemistry. So, a little bit of overkill, but we'll see if it lasts, because I'm not sure how long 205 Live is going to last. But we'll see.
We'll see.
And let's see, in other general WWE news that is not show-specific, WWE announced that they maybe, or I should say, they didn't announce, but it's rumored that they're going to be reducing the number of pay-per-views due to declining subscriptions.
We'll see. I can see them probably getting rid of one or two.
On behalf of the show, do it!
I mean, you could spread pay-per-views out to 6 weeks between Raw and SmackDown, not every two in the fall. In the spring, I get you want to do a little bit more, but in the fall, it's overkill with football and everything. I think they're learning. Yeah. I think they're learning their lesson in the fall. In the spring, it's probably gonna be the same because you can get away with it in the spring and the summer doing more, but in the fall with football, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah, I mean, just the every other, pretty much almost every other week for the last few times has just been really kind of overkill. It's like, oh crap, there's pay-per-view this weekend. You know, that's kind of what it feels like, and you almost don't want to watch it because you're just like, it's too much. It really is overkill. So even the fact that they're considering it makes my heart sing with joy because it's less that we have to do.
But next week on the show, we're going to be previewing NXT TakeOver Toronto and Survivor Series.
And that's it.
That's our show next week.
Unless there's a lot of news, that's it.
That's it.
Warning you guys now, you've already got the preview. We're cool.
That's next week's preview right here on The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, Thursday nights. But can I make the transition to the next one, please?
Go for it.
All right. So our next story, because I really want to talk about this one, and it goes like this.
This is the end!
I remember that.
So ESPN Films is going to be producing 30 for 30. This was the XFL, premiering in February. I can't wait. They're going to have an interview with Vince McMahon, the guy from NBC, Dick Ebersol. Dick Ebersol's son is one of the directors, producers of this documentary. I think it's going to turn out good. I can't wait. I really love the XFL. It's amazing. I love all things XFL.
I really liked the XFL. I was one of the, probably you and I think, were like two people in the entire country that liked the XFL.
Right, and ratings sucked, and the games weren't the greatest because they didn't give them any time to prepare, which is, you know, a Vince McMahon tradition, where he just thinks of an idea and goes with it. And it sort of happened with the XFL, that if they had a full year to actually plan it, it would have been better. But that's them. But on the plus side, the NFL took a lot of concepts from the XFL.
All the camera work, all the announcing, like, yeah. I mean, basically the NFL looked at McMahon's presentation of football and saw what it could be, and they were like, yoink. I mean, especially the flyover camera over the field.
That was the XFL camera.
That was the XFL camera. Vince McMahon came up with that concept of having the cameras, because before, the cameras never got that close, and you never got those angles.
Nope.
And so it was like, with the innovation of the flyover cameras and the tight shots, everything like that, I don't know the terminology exactly, but just everything that he took, that they took from the XFL, and you can see it. Like, if you actually watched a game and you compared it to an NFL game, the NFL is much more like the XFL than what it used to be.
Yeah, and I was listening to something earlier where they were talking about, you know, what they want to see, because the NFL, they're struggling with ratings, yada, 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 and they were coming with ways they could do it, and someone brought up, you know, they should put, like, their Twitter handles on the back of their jerseys, and it's like, he hate me. Everyone mocked it, but Vince let them put nicknames on their shirt, on their jerseys. Still remember Rod Smart, a.k.a. He hate me. It was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, as long as it wasn't profane, they could put whatever they wanted on their jerseys.
I believe the Golden State Warriors in the NBA put their Twitter handles on the back of the jerseys once. It's like, Vince started that. He started it. This is concept. Gave them more personality, and that's what lacks in football right now, a lot of personality, because they just suck it all out.
Well, it's like they don't let them have the excessive celebrations anymore. You know, it's like if you even smile, it's taunting. I do not understand taunting. I seriously don't understand it. Why is that a penalty? Why? Why is that why?
Because it is, and it's very BS. That's the best way to put it. They shouldn't be calling it the way they do. You should be allowed to celebrate. I mean, if you're going over the top and you have all these props, I get it. But if you want to hug a referee, you should, you know, not be throwing a penalty flag. Just saying. That's just me.
It's just me. But yeah, I'm excited to see how they do this. Because I think, and anymore, it's like today wrestling fans don't, you know, the younger fans don't know anything about the XFL because the XFL happened for like a 6 month period back in 2000 or 2001. It's been forever.
2001.
Since the XFL happened. And so not everybody remembers it or they don't even know about it. So go watch this. You will be entertained.
And ESPN 30 for 30s are some of the most amazing pieces of filmmaking you'll ever see. And they do a great job. So I expect big things from This Was the XFL.
still sat shut down.
I know.
And speaking of shutting down, TNA, yes, the saga continues. We have an update. We have an update, y'all. TNA will not be shutting down, as we reported last week. The injunction did not get granted, and it was announced that TNA is essentially being sold to Anthem.
Officially not being sold, but officially unofficially sold.
Yeah, they're financed, and basically the company has been financed to Anthem in exchange for financial assistance. Dixie Carter is no longer the head of the company. Anthem has put their own person in, and the company is being, the management's being changed over and everything like that.
Now, on that front, they have lost their head writer, David Lagana, because...
Personal reasons.
Personal reasons. Mainly, he was very close to one, Billy Corgan, and he sees the writing on the wall and is like, I'm gonna get out of here before they fire me.
The thing is I don't know if they would have fired Lagana.
I think they probably would have, because they're gonna be cleaning house of all a lot of people.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with Anthem. Anthem is based in Toronto. I would not be surprised if all of TNA's operations are moved to Toronto. Like, they shut down the offices in Nashville, and they might keep Shop TNA where it is. Although I doubt it, because they could honestly farm that out to somewhere cheaper and just move the entire company to Canada.
And here's one of the things that are going on. Anthem's owner had a meeting with the Fight Network, and everyone involved with the Fight Network and Anthem up in Canada, and told everyone, be careful of who you tell things to, because we actually have reporters on staff, because they're a news station.
Mm-hmm.
Because people that work for the Fight Network and the Law radio program, don't let them hear things about what's going on with the company, because, you know, we don't need things being reported. So hush, hush, and remember, tell them it's off the record when you're talking. Because it's a company, you don't want things getting out. Apparently they have a new investor coming in, and it's going to help fund a lot of things that the Fight Network wants to do, and Anthem Entertainment, because they want to get more of a distribution model going. They want to acquire content, because all they have is news-centric programming, so they want to expand, get some content, and sort of develop as a network, which is a smart move. So TNA is a start for them. Now it's sort of coming together why they were so heavily involved in getting TNA, because they want to grow content-wise. They have the UFC in Canada, but they have to get other... They want to get into the U.S. and even more content than the UFC, because they won't be able to air the UFC content in the U.S.
Right.
Because Fox owns those rights. So, but it's the picture's becoming clearer. We now understand why they're getting involved with TNA. And it makes
sense. They want more content.
They want more content, and that makes a lot of sense. So it's good to see the picture coming together, and they want to start touring again, which is good for TNA.
I think, honestly, given the entire situation, this is the second best possible outcome that really could have occurred. It might even be the best possible outcome. We don't know yet. But it's TNA is safe. TNA is going to survive in some iteration. It may not be what we know it as. It could change drastically. It could not change. We don't know what Anthem is going to do to it. But the important thing is that Anthem's got hold of it. And I hope to God that sounder business people get put in than would have been there.
It sounds like there are.
Anthem is obviously a professional company. They're a very successful company. The family that owns them is very successful. So you would hope that they put the right people in those positions to run TNA and run it effectively, especially if they're going to be a touring brand. But this just kind of brings up what we were saying last week, which now we're going to see who leaves and who stays with Corgan out. And if there's going to be a mass exodus of talent and staff who are behind Corgan and don't want to be there for Anthem. Which Lagana did not. You know, Maria Kanellis and Mike Bennett do not, and they're leaving. Or Kanellis is. When her contract's up, but don't be surprised if Mike Bennett goes with her, because they're married.
Yeah.
And that would be awkward. But, you know, this is a good thing. Not them quitting, not them leaving, but TNA surviving. This is good. This is good for the wrestling industry. And best of all, it's out of Dixie Carter's hands.
And that's all anyone could really hope for.
We could hope for. Like, it just the fact that somebody, like, and this isn't a shot at Dixie, but it is a shot at Dixie, that somebody apparently that's not in epic levels of denial and is, like, somewhat competent doing this and running this company warms my heart. Warms it so much because it's like, yay! Thank goodness, you know?
Oh, I'm in agreement.
Because we've been saying all along, you want TNA to survive because it's good for the wrestling industry, but with everything that was going on, you don't know if it's going to.
I'm just happy that it has a foundation again, and that's what's been missing for 2.5 years is a foundation. They hit rock bottom, and now they're going to start digging their way back up to...
success.
Let's just above ground. Let's go above ground first before we get to success. Let's get away from the very underneath, 1 foot in the grave. Let's get out of the grave.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan to me. But speaking of the grave, or the grave, I should say, we have to talk about a certain dead man.
We do have to talk about a certain dead man.
So we're going to talk about that certain dead man after the break. So you're listening to The Rack right here at WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
I've been low, traveled down every single road. I've been love, I felt pain, but it's all just a part of the game. And there's people out there get you down cause they're crying the blues. Yeah, just cause they ain't ever done it's got nothing to do with you. So don't give up.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella. In the form of Total Bellas.
It's not about you.
Technically, it's all about me.
Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
My husband doesn't know what a quickie is.
Ew.
Listen to how sensitive he is. My husband can't have, like, 2 minutes to 5 minutes of sex because he needs to start out with making out and touching.
Whatever, that's
and,
fine.
Like,
no, that's
all
fine.
The time. All the time. Which I love, but sometimes I'm like, no, a quickie, like, come on.
Why don't you just say, hey, dude. Penis.
No, Cameron. I'll just be like, well, I can give, I guess for guys you call it a hand job.
Yeah, so what up?
No, I do. I have them do it all the time.
Yeah, it's so not great. Sex. That's fantastic.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
My mother is getting more than me.
It doesn't take him an hour to get up, I will tell you that.
People power!
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Thank you.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MVG1211. Also, a huge shout-out to the folks listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com, GirlWork.net, and RackRadioShow.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you just joined us, you missed the news segment, but you are just in time for our discussion because we have no pay-per-view this week. And as you can tell, that eerie, ominous music means we are talking about my second favorite subject in wrestling, The Undertaker.
Taker's gone.
And his wig. Because The Undertaker will be wearing a wig on Tuesday.
No, he's not going to be wearing a wig on Tuesday.
He's so showing up in a wig.
All right, this whole discussion is basically just a pitch about him wearing a wig or not wearing a wig.
We're going to sit here and argue for 15 minutes about whether or not he's going to wear a wig. He wore it to the basketball game. He's wearing a wig.
I know we had this discussion last week on the show, and it's going to be repeated until next week and when we see him actually not show up with a wig, because I'm in the not wig camp, she's in the wig camp.
Oh, no, you admitted defeat, because they were showing the pictures of him with the long hair.
No, I'm still in the camp if he's not going to, but I can see it's becoming more of a possibility.
That man does not turn up half-assed in gimmick. That man will do the full... If he shows up to an appearance in a wig, he's doing SmackDown.
But he's got to portray...
Lest we forget, he's shown up before in a wig.
I know, and the other day... We went back and watched it.
Oh my god, that wig was so bad.
Oh, that was horrible.
That wig was so bad. Literally, they sent somebody down to the corner store to get him something because he forgot it. And then they tried to wet it down because it was a pre-styled one. You could tell because it still had the curls and everything from where they had styled it or it had been professionally done. And so they had wet it down and tried to get all the curls and the waves and the prettiness out of it because they literally just plopped it on his head, attached it to his hat, and sent him out there. It was awful. It was horrible. Bless them for trying, but it was horrible.
They really did try. They honestly tried to make it work, and then they thankfully realized, no, it's not working, and we can't have him wrestle in a wig, because he's not Kurt Angle, and he's not going to wear a head thing. He's only a little big wrestler. Or they're not going to put a strap right underneath it, because that would look really weird. And unless they broke his face. The only way they could have gotten away with it is they broke the face again, like he did in 96. And he was actually wearing
a Mysterio?
Huh. Oh, yeah. But even before that, remember when he wore the mask in, like, 96?
Yeah, because he broke his cochlear bone.
Yeah, that's the only way he could have gotten away with wearing the wig. Because he would have worn the cane mask. I mean, man,
point, at his age, he would have been like, ah, screw it.
Oh, I know. I know that, but I'm just saying. That's the only way they could have actually technically gotten away with him wearing a wig. He's not going to show up on SmackDown wearing a wig. But the question is, what is he doing on SmackDown?
He's going to go be all takery in his takerness.
And what does that mean for the people of SmackDown Live?
The bell will toll. He will slowly walk to the ring as to not cause too much friction, because we all know what happens.
Don't even.
When Taker's gong encounters friction.
It rises up. It rises up from the grave.
Because we're five, y'all. We're five. That was just for you, Mel, if you're listening. Because I didn't get to participate in the craziness earlier. Anyway, he will make his way to the ring. He will get in the ring. He will growl. He will glare. He will silently threaten somebody. And then he will either tombstone somebody. He will verbally threaten somebody. And then he will leave. There you go.
Okay. You say all that. Who's the somebody?
Well, if he's going to kill somebody, they'll find, like, a Curt Hawkins.
I was going to say, Curt Hawkins. Curt Hawkins may make Taker's list.
Yeah. I mean, if he's just going to go out there and tombstone somebody for the sake of showing up, then Curt Hawkins,
He won't. I don't think he's going to do it to himself, because remember, he just had the hips and the things done.
That's why I think he's not going to get physical, because he just had surgery not that long ago. I think he's on... He may not even walk out to the ring. He may just do a video package.
No, they're flying him in. He's going to do a thing. He's going to appear in front of the crowd. But I can see him chokeslamming someone. That doesn't put any force on the legs.
Yeah, it depends on how he lifts.
All right, Curt Hawkins, jump. Makes you want to jump. Anyway, half back. Anyway, moving on from that. I can see him coming out and do that, but it feels like a waste. I wonder if they're bringing them into TV, and it's for the 900th episode of SmackDown. They're bringing him into TV. There's got to be a reason, you would hope. You just don't want it like a one-off, like, oh, Kurt Hawkins. Like, I want them to see if they can set the stage, if there is going to be a stage, for WrestleMania. Because this is the first time he's going to be on TV since then. We got no response after he beat up Shane. I want to see an awkward Shane moment, but I don't think we're going to get the awkward Shane moment. But I would love to also see an awkward Taker and Bryan moment.
I want the Taker and Bryan moment more. I really kind of do. I really want that really awkward, like, Kane, Taker, and Bryan moment. Just for shits and giggles. I want the Wyatt moment, too. Because all the stuff with Bray Wyatt is still unresolved.
I mean, Bray's been screwing with his brother.
Bray stole his coffin.
He stole his coffin, his magical coffin. Wrote it down to the ring. I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see how they portray him. It may just be Kurt Hawkins shows up and talks, and then Taker does a chokeslam and tries to bend down awkwardly to do his kneel pose and try to get back up, and they'll just turn the lights out so everyone can help him up. And
so he can just roll out of the ring.
So he can roll out of the ring, so he doesn't have to actually stand back up, because, you know, he may not be able to. Who knows? But, oh, I just thought of I want to see... They won't do it. They won't do it. I want to see James Ellsworth with The Undertaker.
Oh my god, yes!
It just went through my head, like, wait.
Ellsworth's gonna get murdered by The Undertaker, oh god. It's gonna be a thing, it's so gonna happen.
He won't, he's not gonna get murdered but I could see him do a backstage bit with him, and he just looks around and sees The Undertaker, and Taker growls, and James walks away, and Dean's like, just stands there, shakes his head. Oh, and not again. We'll talk more about James Ellsworth in a little bit on the SmackDown throwdown, but sticky with Taker. And it's gone. I know me and you talk about it, and we've talked about it a little bit on the show. WrestleMania 33. It's in Orlando. 32, it said. He's done. He's flat out said he was done. But now he's appearing in a gimmick. Is he done? Is he really done? Is this the... Or we're just seeing him show up, and he'll make these one-off appearances? Because we know this is November. He gets his mojo in November. He goes, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I pick him. Is he doing eeny, meeny, miny, moe and picking him?
The thing is there's a difference between it's rumored Taker being done and Taker actually saying he's done. And Taker pulling out of everything that he pulled out of over the summer and the apparent rift that happened between WWE and Taker for a little while. And now he's back and they've kissed and made up and everything's good to go again. So it could be that Taker was tired, he was hurting, he just wanted to go home, and he'd committed to all this stuff, and they wouldn't let him out of it, so he's like, screw you guys, I'm going home anyway. I don't see that, seeing as everything you hear about The Undertaker is he's a consummate professional, so I would guess something happened after WrestleMania or before WrestleMania that caused him to sort of react the way that he did. But obviously, everything is cool now because he's coming back, he did the appearance at the basketball game, so they're on good terms again. Yeah. Honestly, there's only one match I can see for Taker if he's going to go for it, and that's Cena.
And I don't see Cena being the guy, because they're building another Cena story. And maybe that's all changed. Or maybe the Cena story afterwards. Because they've been building the Cena story of he's going to get 16, and him getting 16 at WrestleMania would be the big story.
But you have more time with Cena, and you can steadily build that and do a really slow burn on it, where Cena gets 16. But it's like, Taker doesn't have a lot left in him in terms of matches. He's really down to a handful, if not one. The money match is Cena and Taker. It's the only one they haven't done, and if Taker's got one more left in him, Cena's your guy. Seriously. I mean, it's like, I can't... Unless you do Taker and Styles, which I'm not sure how they would make that work.
AJ would take a lot of bumps.
AJ would take a ton of bumps.
AJ would do all the moving, Taker would just stand there, and it would look good, because AJ's really good. He's phenomenal.
Because the only way I can see Taker changing his mind about coming back is if there's somebody there that he wants to work. Because I think at this point, it's he decides. It's not they decide. It's he decides. Because let's not forget, in order for Taker to get paid, he has to make an appearance. One. I don't think he has to wrestle. Or maybe he does.
I think he's contracted to do one match.
So he's contracted to do one match a year to get paid. And depending on what his health is, they could alter that to change that to multiple appearances or whatever. But at least for right now, it's one match, he gets paid. That's it. Now, he worked a lot last year, or this year, and last year.
Well, he worked more. In 2015, he worked a lot. This year, he's only done the one match.
But it's kind of, I count it from, like, Mania to Mania.
Well, okay.
For him, that's his year.
Right, and that's already been done. Yeah, we went Mania to Mania.
So he worked a lot in between that span. He did a lot in between that span, and then he needed to take a break. He's gotten himself surgery. He's feeling better. He's looking better. He's now in that, as you said, time frame where it's, is he or isn't he?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, pick Kevin, catch a tiger by his toe. Anyway, continue.
Because the brand split makes it more difficult.
It does.
Because obviously Taker is coming back to SmackDown.
But he's not a contracted SmackDown guy.
Unless Shane pulls a coup and they suddenly announce, hey, The Undertaker is exclusive to SmackDown.
Which would be cool, because that's his show, and that's why he's... That's basically why he's going to be on the show. That's why Edge is going to be on the show. That was their show. It was the Taker and Edge show.
And they're going to pass the torch.
To Bray and Dean, I would guess.
Bray and AJ.
Alright, Bray and AJ.
Or AJ and somebody else. AJ and probably Dean, since they're the top. And Cena's not going to be there, I don't think.
No, Cena's in Georgia somewhere.
Unless they bring Cena back.
Nope, he's in the. That's why they're not gonna need Cena. They gotta take her an edge. They don't need Cena.
Cena's in Savannah, isn't he?
He's not directly in Savannah, but he's around Savannah.
Oh, okay, I know where he's at then.
He's the military area of Savannah. Begins with an H. I read it one day. I can't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, I know where you're talking about though.
Good.
But
no one else does. Lindsay does. That's all that matters.
Geography.
The latitude and the longitude where it goes center, right there.
So Cena's not going to be there, so that's not going to be the match for Mania, potentially, if he does it. I just don't see him doing it. That's the thing. Like, I firmly believe that when he said he's done, he's done.
Hinesville.
Yeah. I have a friend that lives down there. I have a couple friends that live down there.
There you go.
I may need to go visit. Anyway. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
You don't see him doing Mania.
I don't see him doing Mania. I don't see him doing anything else. He's had surgery. It's rumored it's knee. It's rumored it's hip. And as we all know, The Undertaker is not going to get his hips done unless he's completely done with wrestling. And the man has been suffering with them for years. But he can't actively wrestle if they've been replaced because it's too risky. So if he did get hip replacement, he's done. He's out. That's it.
He may have just gotten his hips cleaned up.
He may have just gotten them cleaned up. We don't know. Nobody really knows what he had done. Because obviously that's private information and we don't need to know that. But he did have surgery probably about a month to 6 weeks ago now. I don't think he's been cleared for anything physical. I think honestly he's going to walk out there, he's going to glare at everybody, and he's going to leave, and that's it. He might do something in the ring in terms of a talking segment with Shane or Brian, or he might rescue Kane from Bray. I mean, there's any number of things that he could do.
So we'll see?
We'll see. The rumors are flying, but... Nevertheless, Taker is back. Edge is back. This is going to be exciting. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Very excited for SmackDown Live Tuesday
night. Next week?
Yeah, next week, Tuesday night. SmackDown Live. Oh, get the Undertaker on Talking Smack.
Get the Undertaker on this show.
One thing at a time, okay?
Can you imagine the Undertaker on Talking Smack, though?
Why I brought it up.
Where he just sits there and glares at them. Like, Renee would be so uncomfortable. She would just be like, Mr. Taker, sir?
Mr. Taker, Undertaker, man, sir?
Kill him.
What? Me? Anyway, Daniel Bryan's such an awesome person on Talking Smack. It's the greatest show in the world, and I hate you for moving it to 11 p.m. WWE.
I don't understand why they can't pre-tape SmackDown Live and then air it after Talking Smack.
You mean pre-tape Cruiserweights?
Yes.
You said SmackDown Live.
Sorry, pre-tape 205 Live and then show it after Talking Smack.
Nope. Can't do that.
So disappointed. I'm not going to be able to watch it till the next day. I'm going to cry.
We get so much enjoyment out of it. It's not even funny.
Oh my god, I love it so much. I love it so damn much. Anyway, speaking of SmackDown, we have the SmackDown Throwdown coming up. And NXT.
And Tweet of the Week.
And Tweet of the Week. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
To get the presidency of the CB Radio Party, you have to give one of your fellow candidates a lap dance. Which one would you give the lap dance to and why? Also, what song would you have playing?
What song? Wow! What the fuck?
Great.
Start with Rob and work with why not Rob. Because I think the why nots are just as important as the why. Because Rob, man, Rob may like it too much and something might happen. And I like Rob and all that. But, you know, I know we've got strip club experience and stuff. Why not with Ace? Again, Jack Daniels. You might see me as Mega Fox. You don't know what could happen.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, I gotta kind of ask though there and give myself a lap rest. That leaves Dobbit. Why? Because the guy needs it. He's got a big stomach, so I know nothing will touch me. You know, that'll be hidden under the belly because, you know, when I give a lap dance, it's on. The lap dance would be, and I hope you guys can envision the kind of lap dance it would be, the name of the song, but it would be Big Booty Hoes. Pump with it.
It would be like one of them fat 300-pound black chicks just throwing ass all over the place.
I can't believe that this question was even asked. You know, fuck it. Rob, you'd be getting the lap dance from me.
Wow.
Just to make it even more entertaining, because fuck it, throw it on YouTube and everything else like that. I don't give a shit. Bad touch. Because it'd be funnier. I don't fucking know. Jobber's a Jew, so, you know, he's not going to tip well.
Wait a minute. We're getting tips?
Wait a minute.
I thought we just had to do this win.
Saying that I automatically tip.
Well, Mr. You do have a nickname of Mr. 3000.
Well, tip in the beginning.
You know, remember the good old days. You just give up your plastic.
By the end, I'd have his debit card and his signature fucking all to the T. Hey, if you gotta do it, you might as well go all out. Fuck it.
Oh, wow. Nobody wants to see my fat ass do that. So, let's see here. Let's go with, well, I've already ripped some a new one for the majority of my videos. And Ace as well, Ace. So let's go with Rob, just because. And, you know, I've been ignoring Rob this entire thing. So we're going to go with Rob. And what song would I be having played? You'll know. Holla Back Girl.
I'd actually do a couple songs for him. But I've been playing nothing but AC/DC.
Oh.
Big Balls.
Oh.
Highway to Hell. Back in Black.
Ah, it's great.
Vote for your candidate at CBRadioLive.com.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh,
Bo, please.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you. Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money,
dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling, cha-cha-chatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And also a shout out to everybody listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, and Gerwick.net. Thank you so much for joining us. You just tuned in. You missed the news. You missed our taker discussion, but you are just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Seamus. It's a picture of him standing in the bathroom with a cup to his mouth and a thumbs up sign going stuck with a German goalie and a Swiss Superman on this WWE tour. So excuse my sneaky shot of Irish whiskey in the loo. Hashtag anger management. Oh, Seamus. Stop. Seamus just landed in WWE London with the Swiss snoozer man. WWE Cesaro can snore in 5 languages. Hashtag beats by Shay. And it's a picture of Cesaro passed out on the plane. And he has his own little ginger emojis, which is hilarious.
Does he really?
He does.
That's kind of cool in a way.
It's like it's an emoji with a ginger beard, and it looks like it's got a mohawk on it.
That's actually kind of cool in a weird sort of way.
Yeah, it is.
it really is in a weird way.
So Johnny Gargano, guys, Lego Batman movie. I'm so excited! Of course he is.
Of course he is.
Cesaro tweeted a picture of Seamus passed out on the airplane, complete with an eye mask, or his hat as an eye mask. He's got his health headphones on, and Cesaro's in front of him, all excited, doing the thumbs up. And Seamus goes, "That's an invasion of privacy. Someone report this to the Twitterati. Hate when fangirls take sneaky selfies. Swiss superfan." They're so in love with each other. They just don't know it yet.
They just don't know it yet. They really don't. They're growing on one another.
They're flirting.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. Yeah.
They're flirting with each other. Tommaso Ciampa, here to support Team NXT at the San Francisco plane pull. Our advice, planes are really heavy. Don't DIY.
One.
Johnny Gargano, I've come to the conclusion that I'll never get to ride the new Frozen ride at Epcot. The wait time is always like 2 hours. I blame Olaf.
Two.
Tommaso Ciampa. Today at all-you-can-eat sushi buffet, I learned that 56 pieces is my limit. Should have stopped at about 40. I regret nothing. AJ Styles. Your SD Live team captain will lead the blue brand to victory at Survivor Series, even if I gotta pin every member of Team Raw myself.
Three.
Which Kevin Owens replies, start by figuring out how to pin that Ellsworth guy first.
Four.
Actually, no.
It's the same one. Yeah, three. We'll give you that one. Three.
Seamus, need to introduce the Swiss stupider man to WWE Glasgow traditional treats. Buckfast, deep-fried Mars bars, and Brexit shame. This guy tweets Kevin Owens, and he goes, guy with a woman's title, AJ Styles org on Kevin Owens, absolute savagery, hashtag SmackDown Live. And Kevin Owens goes, very nice and progressive. With a champion like that, SmackDown sure has a lot to be proud of. P.S. Our women's champ could kick your ass.
So, You mentioned a tweet earlier about was it Cesaro snoring?
Yeah.
I had to find this. And that's Rob actually snoring on the air like 3 years ago. It's a thing.
It hasn't been recent?
No, it hasn't been recent, no. No, but he legit did fall asleep a couple times on the air.
I remember that. It was always to see how long it would take Rob to fall asleep.
Or wake up from a note realizing he was falling asleep. Yep. Anyway, continue with the tweets of the week.
That's all I got.
What you got? All right. Last week you had a bunch. This week you just stole mine.
Well, I haven't been on social media for 2 days.
This is true. TNA Wrestling tweeted, which title match are you looking forward to most tonight on Impact on Pop? They listed a whole poll. Joey Styles replied, TNA ownership on a poll match. And they blocked him.
Bless you, Joey Styles.
WWE creator, Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg is fantasy warfare because if you think it's going to be a good match, you're living in fantasy. Hashtag kayfabe. Stephen and Colbert, good luck to all the marathoners. I'm not running, but in support, I will be carbo loading and rubbing Vaseline on my nipples.
Kinky?
Chris Jericho, security guard in WWE Leeds wouldn't let me to the dressing room because I didn't have a pass.
You just made the list!
To the security guard. Sami Zayn, on Tuesday, Big E and I will attempt to go 24 hours without complaining. Once. Anyone else in? Challenge yourself to only be positive for a day. Brian goes, 24 hours? Coward! Cesaro and I did a 3-day complaint. Free Australian tour. Where's your ambition, man? Keep it 5-star. I hope this is the start of Braun Strowman's Soul Man Strowman gimmick. Soul Man chorus. I'm a Strowman. Da-da-da-da-da.
Wow.
Sami Zayn, no complaint day update. Almost slipped up several times, but I'm still in the game. I may be using my filter for the first time in years. Brooke and Matt Hardy, a government agency just contacted and informed me that I received thousands of votes for President of the USA. How flattering and delightful. John Pollock, entire bar counted down a CNN made latest production and then went nuts. Feels like the Royal Rumble here in New York. Keep it 5-star. P. Diddy presents the Wyatt Family Remix featuring Randy Orton. Hashtag Survivor Series. Keep it 5-star. James Ellsworth versus Braun Strowman will come full circle at Survivor Series.
It will.
EC3. If the Electoral College is a tie, should the vote go to the House or should we just allow hilariously co-presidency storyline? Hashtag election night.
I'm for the storyline.
Fake ESPN. It doesn't matter who wins tonight. The Browns will still go 0-16.
Well, they're working on it right now.
Yeah, they are working on it now. Jameis Van Der Beek. Canada is rushing to build a wall of Bryan Adams CDs and copies of The Love Guru on DVD to keep Americans out. Keep it 5-star. Waiting for the part where the glass shatters and Stone Cold Steve Austin comes in and saves the day. Hashtag election day. Keep it 5-star. Hashtag 2016 election in 3 words. Never leave Obama. EC3. America. First to the moon. First to have it held. Its highest elected official get a Stone Cold Stunner. Hashtag election night. Sami Zayn. Horrible nightmare last night. It was so weird. I was in Germany, but the U.S. was Germany now? But from like 80 years ago? So weird? Scary. On Austin Aries, finally. Envious of my Canadian friends today. Hashtag SummerSlam is now available in Canada on Blu-ray DVD. Best news I've heard all day.
Austin!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown. Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Wait for it.
SmackDown.
Okay.
SmackDown theme song. SmackDown.
SmackDown.
This is the theme song.
Here we go.
Oh, we're just singing the SmackDown theme song.
I can't handle it.
It just keeps going.
Best intro ever.
All right, so.
Oh, God.
This week on the SmackDown Throwdown, presented by.
Gerwick.net.
I was going to say, anyone want to sponsor the segment? Anyone? Anyway, go to CBRadioLive.com and vote. Anyway, that's who it's sponsored by this week. Anyway, Baron Corbin hurt?
That's the rumor.
Or did he fake an injury to get out of the Survivor Series match only to be hurt by Kalisto? Because he slipped on the apron, he fell down, and they grabbed his knee, and then Kalisto beat up his knee, dropped him in the steps, and then a splash onto it. So was he trying to get out of being part of Survivor Series?
Well, I mean, honestly.
I mean, yeah. But, so he is now hurt, in quotations, because I don't think he's legitimately hurt, but they took him out via injury, and Kalisto is back.
Yay!
That makes Omega very happy. because he has Kalisto on his fantasy team, and Omega's team needs points.
It needs love.
It really, really does. Speaking of the Cruiserweights, are they coming to SmackDown Live?
Well, seeing as they're taping 205 Live at SmackDown, I would say yes.
Because it was announced that Kalisto will be challenging Brian Kendrick for the Cruiserweight title at Survivor Series. And if he wins, he's the Cruiserweight champion, and the Cruiserweights come to SmackDown. Logical would mean they don't have to pay them twice. They just pay them once. Cost-cutting move, bring the Cruiserweights to SmackDown. It would seem logical.
It is logical. It makes complete sense. Then that way you're not having to fly them here, hither and dither, because then they're doing Raw, SmackDown, and NXT.
So just bring them to SmackDown. It would make sense. It would be less work. You do one little match on SmackDown, and then you feature them on 205 Live. That way you're not trying to fill, wasting everything, and it's all consistency one night. Storylines go from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. That would be the way to do it.
And they still have to change the ring twice, but at least once they change it the second time, they don't have to change it till the end of 205 Live.
They won't have to change it anymore. It's done for the night. They'll just take it down. You can open with a Cruiserweight match and then, change it again. Doesn't matter. But, yeah, maybe. We'll talk more about that next week when we make our picks. Speaking of championships, Becky beats Alexa.
Her foot was on the rope. She got robbed.
But there was controversy.
I demand a recount.
The foot was on the rope. It was the biggest upset all Tuesday. Her foot was on the damn rope.
Alexa will get her shot. She will get her title.
She got screwed.
She'll get it after Survivor Series.
The Irish have screwed us again. I don't know when the first time they ever screwed us, but they screwed us again. I don't know. But no, it was a really good match. They never hit fifth gear, but they got into fourth, and it was good. And I could see them doing a ladder match. I can see them do a TLC match. I can see them do something TLC for the belt. It's going to be a thing. They'll have to figure out a way to get along at Survivor Series, being on the same team, with Natty as the coach. No one should give Natty a whistle. We'd love you, Natty, but you don't need to be blowing a whistle.
Yeah, Natty, adore you. No whistle. Please don't give her... Please take that away from her. Please.
Yeah. That's our only thing.
Pleading, please, please, please no. But yeah, I like this. This was good.
So do we have a new tag team in the works? The tag team of James Dean?
You can't see it, but I'm face-palming just like everybody else did on SmackDown.
As James Ellsworth came up with a tag team name for him and Dean Ambrose, James Dean. Dean really likes James Ellsworth. He really does. He finds him funny and humorous, and it's his little buddy. Like, he came out in the opening, and then Dean went back to get him, and, they all were like, oh, James. Because he suggested to Shane that he become the mascot of Team SmackDown.
I've never seen a collective facepalm ever in wrestling. It happened Tuesday night.
Right.
I think the only one that I didn't see do it was Bray and Luke, because they did not show Bray and Luke's reaction to it, but it's like Orton facepalm, Dean facepalm, AJ did the facepalm, all three of them at the same damn time. It was hilarious. I think Bray was just standing there looking at him like, really? Really? You're wasting my time with this crap. And Luke was like, I'm going to murder Randy Orton. I'm going to do it. Just not when Bray's watching.
Not when Bray's watching.
Because Luke does not like Randy Orton.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
There was epic levels of side-eye going on.
But hey, Orton got a ride on the magic carpet.
Who gave Orton teleport privileges? Like, he calls Bray a god and suddenly he's in? Is that it? Is that all you have to do to get in the Wyatt family?
He got in the Evil Queen smoke bubble.
Bray, you're a god. Let me in.
He poofed down to the ring.
He poofed down? Yes, they poofed down to the...
Hey, it's a once upon a time... SmackDown Wyatt reference.
I don't think Bray really poofs. I think he just sort of...
No, his poof is the little screech.
But is that a poof?
It's his version of the poof.
It's like a pop. He pops to the ring.
It's a poof.
It's a pop.
It's a poof. It's a...
There's no smoke!
His entrance has smoke. You see what comes out of that lantern sometimes?
Yeah, we've already established what's in that lantern, alright?
It's the poof smoke.
It's not the poof smoke.
It is the poof smoke. Yes, it is.
Anyway.
So, we told you Baron Corbin got hurt. They need a replacement for him in the SmackDown team. So, Shane McMahon gave the decision to Daniel Bryan. Here's a list of people. By the end of the night, come up with someone. And who did Daniel Bryan come up with? He had his list. He saw his name on it. He disappointed the crowd saying he couldn't do it. But there was another name on the left side of the list. Shane McMahon. Shane McMahon is now on Team Blue.
Of course he is. Of course Shane is. Because, you know, getting into Hell in a Cell with Taker was not enough. Oh no. Now Shane wants to do Survivor Series. And Bray was looking at Shane like, okay, alright. I can deal with you. But Shane was giving Bray a lot of love.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Like, a lot of love. Like, he was kind of all over Bray Tuesday. It was interesting. Just like Bray was all over AJ Styles on Tuesday. It's like, seriously, Bray, you whore. Leave him alone. You already have two men fighting over you. How many do you need?
He also mounted James Ellsworth in the six-man tag. I gotta talk about that really quick. And then we're into the NXT rundown. So, the crowd, everyone's down, but it's Bray Wyatt left in the ring, and he's down, he's staggering to his feet, and there's James Ellsworth, who tagged himself in, because Kane told him, he asked Kane for a strategy, and that was awesome. So what's our strategy? Don't tag in.
Yeah, it's like, it's Kane, Ambrose, and Ellsworth versus Orton, Luke, and Bray. And we're all looking at Ellsworth like, you're gonna die, dude. You're gonna die so bad.
Because
it's the Wyatts and Orton. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just the Wyatts. It's the Wyatt family.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This is not a family thing. This is a Bray and Luke temporarily adopting Randy thing.
Into the family. He is not
a part of the family.
So the Wyatt family took on Kane, Ambrose, and Ellsworth. So everyone's down. Bray's down in the ring. Dean's down. Ellsworth holds on tag rope. The crowd's getting hyped, tags himself in, and he's tuning up for no chin music, and he gets caught in Sister Abigail, and then Bray Wyatt pins him like a whore.
And, I mean, Jesus, did he pin him like a whore.
He just shoved it right in for the three count.
I mean,
no foreplay, no nothing, no kiss.
No kiss, no nothing, just bam!
Right down, nitty gritty, bam.
Bray was not playing.
So, yeah, that was SmackDown in a nutshell. It's a great 2-hour show.
This is really enjoyable. I like this. I like the added Ellsworth stuff.
It's going to get old really quickly here soon.
But he's the lovable loser, the dopey best friend. You know, he's that stereotype, which for right now really works for someone for Dean to play off of, and really for someone for all of them to play off of, because they don't have that really pure, straight babyface in that mix. Dean is a babyface, but he's really kind of more of a tweener sometimes. It just depends on what his mood is. And I think everybody else on the team, aside from Shane, are all heels. And before Corbin left, it was all heels and Dean. Now that Shane's there, Shane is a babyface, and there's more for them to play off of. But it's like Ellsworth is just this really pure, sweet person who happened to just get caught up in all of this crap. And now he's sort of trying to do what he can for Dean to help Dean out. And so it's a really nice mixture. It's going to get old. It's going to get old super quick, but for right now, it works.
Probably another month, 6 weeks before it gets old. Booker T's already done with it, but it has a couple. If they do it right, they got another month or two left in it. But that was SmackDown.
Sorry. I had to sneeze. I think like you said, if they do it right, if they use him really sparingly, it's more, I think, his presence than, you know, him always going, well, you know, if you got two hands, you got a fighting chance. It's just his mere presence, because you hear the pop that he gets. And it is. It's just he's this dopey, lovable, loser-type guy who is BFFs with Dean Ambrose for whatever reason. Like, Dean has just decided, oh, hey, I'm going to adopt you for whatever reason. Because I can.
Pretty much.
So, that was SmackDown, but now we have NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
And tonight's last night's NXT saw the return of Ember Moon.
About damn time.
She took on Rachel Evers, a.k.a. Rachel Ellering. So they don't want her tied with her father because Paul Ellering's the manager of the Authors of Pain. And the last name's very amusing. For the simple fact, she was trained by Lance Storm. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know what Lance's real name is?
Ellers.
Evers. Lance Evers. Yep. Little nice tie in there. Don't you think?
Honestly, you know, I wouldn't mind if they had her do something with the Authors of Pain.
Oh, no. But right now, it's a nice little tie-in. Ember Moon kicked her ass.
Yeah, totally.
Dusty Clouds update, TM61 beat Sanity, shockingly.
That was a little bit of a surprise. Not much, but a little bit.
Well, when the Authors of Pain beat the DIY thanks to the revival, you don't want two heel tag teams going up against one another. And it makes sense. If you tie it all the way back, when the Authors of Pain originally came in, they were going right after TM61. So it all ties together in the end.
I want DIY to win.
I know. But on the new on the other side, DIY is now getting a tag team title match to take over Toronto. It's 203 Falls.
Do the thing! Win the thing!
So we'll be revival at DIY for 203 Falls. So there is that. That's a positive. And Samoa Joe brought his own table to a contract signing.
And his own chair.
And his own chair.
And he sat up on the stage because, you know, he did not want to get anywhere near Shinsuke Nakamura, yet somehow Shinsuke Nakamura still ended up killing like 10 people.
Yeah. Joe didn't want to.
Including putting somebody through a table.
He did. He wanted no part of the loose cannon that is Shinsuke Nakamura. So he sat up there, made Regal bring the contract down to him, and then Shinsuke signed it, and it was a lot of fun. It was a different spin on the contract signing. I really liked it.
It was fun. It was good. It was something of, it sold the severity of the situation in terms of Joe sees Nakamura as a threat. Nakamura is unpredictable. You don't know what he's going to do. He's already taken out half the NXT security team. You don't want to get near him.
Which makes for the matchup that's going to come up at NXT TakeOver Toronto really that more intriguing. They're going to beat the crap out of each other. Like they did back at, SummerSlam weekend. It should be a lot of fun. And next week on the show, as we mentioned at the top, we've got two things planned. NXT TakeOver and Survivor Series. Maybe a little SmackDown thrown in there.
Probably a little SmackDown, maybe a little news. We're just going to have to see how it goes. But yeah, bulk of the show next week will be TakeOver and Survivor Series because they're both coming.
We're going to talk all about it, give you the full in-depth previews as we do every week here on the show.
But I think that does it.
That does it for another edition of The Rack right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out youtube.com/RackRadioShow. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You'll never know what you'll see on there, but what you will see is 5 days a week WWE 2K17 content. Monday mashup, Raw Redo Tuesdays, My Journey Wednesdays, Throwback Thursdays, and Fantasy Fridays. Got a lot of interesting ones planned, so don't miss out. Subscribe, youtube.com/RackRadioShow. Saturday Night Midnight Dish is the election. Who will win the CB Radio Party? Is it Rob? Is it Jobber? Is it Ace? Or is it Subway? Vote now. CBRadioLive.com. Your vote matters. Record number voting. I'm totally blown away by how many people have voted in it. So keep voting. Vote daily. CBRadioLive.com. Vote for who you want to win. And we're going to have a whole debate. And we're going to crown a winner live on the show. Don't miss it. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Hashtag make death great again. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio returns to preview Survivor Series with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega. WrestleTalkRadio.com to vote in the all-time greatest. Monday Night Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything goes down on the go-home edition with Goldberg and Brock Lesnar go face-to-face on Monday Night Raw. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack. Check out The Rack Extra Total Bells Season 1, Episode 6, the finale.
So sad.
But next Thursday, check out The Rack Extra Total Divas. And I'm telling
it's
you.
It's back.
Don't miss it. Got it?
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah, don't miss it.
Got it? No. Got it? Don't miss it.
Hit. Wink. Don't miss it.
If all goes to plan. Anyway,
if all goes as planned.
RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, Wild Talk Radio Network on Facebook, Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. I can get my own plugs right. At Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. We're all there. WildTalkRadio.com. Tune in radio, search Wild Talk Radio Network. I am out of plugs now.
So you can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LinsWrd. You can go to our website, psychworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our very, very, very fine, awesome, amazing sponsors. Not them.
It says it right there.
I'm not looking at the sheet right now. Gerwig.net.
That's your problem.
Gerwig.net, TNAsylum.net, the Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. Follow the journey today. Hey, it's been a while since I've done that.
But it's why
it's a struggle every week, but it's been a while.
Why it's written like it is.
And I'm not looking. I'm going solo. We're freewheeling it here. Because why not? So anyway, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.